I don't know about you, but I tend to gain weight around the holidays, but only the major holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, George Washington's birthday, Valentine's Day, Cinco de Mayo, Memorial Day, Shark Week. I gain weight around the big holidays. My love language is food, y'all, and I'm not alone in this, I know. So today we're going to look at the power of prayer and fasting. So let's start with the basics. What is a fast? A fast is not about losing weight. A fast is about pushing away the plate and pushing into God. And there are different types of fasts we see. The normal fast, the typical fast, is where you don't eat solid foods. You may drink liquids, juice, coffee, that kind of stuff. Then there's the Daniel fast. You see this in Daniel chapter 1 and Daniel chapter 10, where you only eat certain fruits and vegetables and you just drink water. And you also have the partial fast. This is the type of fast that if you've never fasted before, this is probably a good place to start off with. You skip one or two meals a day or cut something completely out of your diet. So we're getting ready to start a week of fasting and prayer. And how you fast is up to you, so tell somebody, you choose, okay? And I know that Three Kings Day is in the middle of our fasting, so if you've got a festivity plan for that, maybe you fast every other day, but that. So how you fast is up to you. Some of you have never fasted before, so start small. I don't know about you, but if it's not a challenge, I'm not interested in it. Okay, the first time I fasted, I was like, yeah, I'm going to do a 40-day fast, and I'm not going to eat or drink anything. And 45 minutes into it, I was a Burger King. If you've never fasted before, start small. But some of you, you have fasted before, and maybe God is challenging you to take it up to the next level. Some of y'all, not just food, you need to turn off the TV this week. And next week, and maybe forever, turn off your phone, delete your social media, amen. In the season of fasting and prayer, it's time to cut out the distractions as we seek God. So there's a lot of different ways to fast, and how you fast is between you and God. So that's what a fast is, but the more important question is why? Why? Why would we go without food? To be honest, most of us do not eat to survive. We eat to be comfortable, don't we? I think about a photo I shared with y'all about 3 years ago when we were starting our fast, and it showed a group of police officers in Lexington, Kentucky, grieving the loss of a Krispy Kreme donut truck that caught on fire. I don't know about you, but that image really speaks to me. I connect with this on a deep level, okay? Does anybody feel touched by that image? Okay, we eat for comfort and we eat to feel better, but the problem in America is that we turn to food to satisfy things that only God can really satisfy. And fasting is a way of denying the flesh. So today I want to give you five principles about fasting. Number one, fasting is about purpose, okay? Fasting is painful. And I have a saying that I live by. No pain, no pain. Amen. I don't want to hurt. Amen. And I never embrace something painful unless there's purpose to the pain. Come on, tell somebody there's a purpose to the pain. Listen, do not go on a fast unless there's a purpose behind fasting. Okay? This year, more than any other year, it's time for the people of God to get down to business and seek Him. The Bible is full of men and women who fasted for a purpose. Moses fasted 40 days because he needed a word from God. And after 40 days, you know what he got? The Ten Commandments written by the finger of God. Solomon prayed and fasted because he needed guidance and resources. And out of that fasting, God increased his wisdom and wealth like no other. Joseph fasted while he was in prison because he wanted to be set free. And out of that past rose, God gave him position and power and influence over his nation that he was in. I think about Esther, a man named Haman called for the total annihilation of God's people. And a young teenage girl named Esther called for a 3-day fast for all the Jews in her city. Not only did God save his people from destruction, but he hung the enemy on his own noose. Hello. God used the enemy's trap to defeat the enemy himself. Think about King Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles 20. A vast army had surrounded Judah, the Ammonites, the Moabites, and the Edomites. And he declares a fast for the whole nation. And it's hearing that fast that the word of God comes to them, saying, "The battle is not yours, but mine," declares the Lord. I think about Hannah. Hannah fasted and prayed because she couldn't have children. And in her fasting and in her praying, God heard her prayer. And not only did she give birth to a son, but he became one of the greatest prophets in the Old Testament. Think about Elijah. Elijah fasted for 40 days after Jezebel threatened to have him killed. And he's up there on the mountain, and there was this wind, and then the earthquake, and then the fire. But because he had been fasting and praying, he was sensitive to how God was speaking. God wasn't in the wind or the earthquake or in the fire. God spoke in a still, small voice. And in that still, small voice, God said, "Anoint Haziel, Jehu, and Elisha." Out of that fast, God spoke to him and said, "Raise up and anoint the next generation." I could go on and on and on. Let me give you just a couple more in our main passage here. Jesus fasted for 40 days. And you know what happened after that fast was over? He began his ministry. A guy named Saul met Jesus on the road to Damascus, and he went into a fast, and it was during that time of fasting and prayer that God began to shape him and transform him into the great apostle Paul. It doesn't matter who you are, God can change your life and use you. Saul was a persecutor of Christians. He was having believers killed and thrown in prison, and God took him and changed his life and used him to be a leader in the church. Only God can do stuff like that. And if God did it for him, he can do it in your life. There's a reason. When you have a reason for fasting, you can make it through the pain. When you fast, it's not about looking spiritual. Remember what Jesus said. Okay, Jesus never had a problem with sinners. Jesus loved the sinners. In fact, he came to save sinners. It's the only people he came to save. I'll tell you who Jesus had a problem with: religious folk. He had a problem with the Pharisees. The Pharisees fasted for the wrong purpose. They wanted attention. Anytime you do something spiritual to get attention from other people, you're stepping into trouble. You're hurting the church. You're harming the reputation of Jesus, and you're hurting yourself. So it's important that when you fast, you do it for the right reasons. Jesus said in Matthew 6, "Moreover, if you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. Surely I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face." Tell somebody, wash your face. "So that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." So what's Jesus saying? He's saying this week you might be hungry, but still be happy. Don't go around snapping at everybody, and don't go around acting all super spiritual. And don't go everywhere you go trying to get attention. When you go to work Monday morning, don't walk in the workplace like this. Come on, you show up to work. Ow! What's wrong with you? Nothing. Oh! Ow! What's the matter, man? Nothing. I can't tell you. It's personal. Ow! Oh! What's wrong with you? Do you really want to know? Yes. I'm hungry because I'm fasting because I'm so spiritual and you're not. You know that right here? Jesus said, don't do that. don't fast to get people's attention. We fast to get God's attention. Fasting is denying the flesh and pursuing God. That's probably the only time I'll ever do that. And here's something amazing. When you truly fast to seek God, God rewards your obedience. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Amen. Feel good? Still with me? Amen. I told our leaders this morning that I know that we made it through 2020 and 2021 as a church because we went into both of those years fasting and praying. And why are we fasting as a church in 2022? Because we need a God-sized vision for this year. We need to know what God wants to accomplish here in 2022. And I know that God is calling us to be the kind of church that Jesus established. A bold church, a soul-saving, Bible-believing, tongue-talking, miracle-working, devil-hating, sin-fighting church that is not afraid to storm the gates of hell and preach the gospel of Jesus. This generation needs to know that Jesus has not changed. He is still the Savior, the Healer, the Baptizer, and the Holy Spirit. And if He can change my life, He can change your life. That's why we're fasting, to get on purpose as a church, to stay on purpose as a church, and to increase our faith to believe God for a greater harvest this year. Never fast without a purpose. So we have a purpose as a church, but have a purpose for your life and for your family. Never fast without a purpose, because when you fast, temptation is going to come. Look back when Jesus was fasting in Matthew chapter 4. Jesus was led by the Spirit in the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when He had fasted 40 days and 40 nights afterward, He was hungry. Let me tell you something about this week. Thou shalt be hungry. Okay? You're going to be hungry. And when He fasted 40 to 40 days, 40 nights, He was hungry. And when the tempter came, He said, "If you're the Son of God, command these stones to become bread." Jesus was hungry, and the devil tempted Him with a hot yeast roll. Okay? He tempted Him with bread. Notice the devil tempted Jesus with the very thing He wanted. He was hungry, so He tempted Him with bread. That is how the enemy operates. He will never tempt you with something you don't want. Okay? If I make up my mind to eat better, the devil's not going to tempt me with the bran muffin. Hello. It's going to be a double cheeseburger with bacon, extra cheese, barbecue sauce, crispy onions, pickles, a 10-pound bag of fries, and ice-cold Coca-Cola. The devil tempts you with stuff you want. Jesus was hungry. The enemy tempted Him with bread. And I'm warning you ahead of time. You're going to be tempted this week. Somebody's going to bite you out to lunch. Somebody's going to have an office birthday party. They're going to put cake in your face. Donuts are going to go on sale. Temptation will come, but if you don't lose sight of the purpose for your fast, if you keep a firm grip on the reason for fasting, God will give you every bit of grace and strength to resist that temptation. So one, it's about purpose. Two, it's about pursuit. Y'all remember as a kid, it was almost supper time, and you wanted some candy or a cookie or something, and Mama or Grandma would say, "Nope, you can't have that. You're going to ruin your appetite." Anybody ever heard that? Listen, when we're hungry for God, often when we're not hungry for God, you know why? Because we've ruined our appetite with other stuff. With TV, with movies, with friends, with the internet, with social media, with all these other things. And if right now you don't desire more of God in your life, let me tell you why. Because you filled yourself with all these other things. You've been snacking at the table of the world a little too long. You'll never be hungry for the things of God when you're full of all these other little things. Some of you need to make that your prayer this week. God, give me a hunger for You. And if you've never had a hunger and a passion for God, get ready, because this is your week. This is your perfect moment, your divine opportunity. Church, I know what it's like to be hungry for God. I know what it's like to fall asleep at night worshiping God and wake up in the morning in His presence. I know what it's like to look for every opportunity to get away from everybody else, to get away from the noise, and get alone with God and worship and pray and seek His face. There's no greater feeling in the world than to live hungry for God. But I also know what it's like to have the stress of life, the pressures of work and home to come and choke that hunger out and quench that fire. Fasting brings back your hunger for God. Some of you need to pray this week, God, I want to get my hunger back. Jesus said in Matthew 5:6, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. That is the promise of God from Jesus to you. If you hunger and thirst for more of Him, you will get more of Him. Amen. Draw near to God, He will draw near to you. Number three, I'm almost done. Fasting is about prayer. Well done. Spiritually speaking, you can pray without fasting, but you cannot fast without praying. A fast without prayer is nothing more than a weight loss plan. Okay? Power is released when we combine fasting and prayer. And I'm excited about this week because things happen when we pray. Prayer is one of the greatest things about being a believer. I know the power of prayer. It is our lifeline to heaven. And as much as I love to pray, and as I've seen and believed the power of prayer in my own life, prayer takes discipline. So you got to have a little discipline this week. So be ready. It's not just going to be so easy, okay? It's not going to be effortless. It's going to take some discipline this week. Make sure you spend time with God personally, daily, throughout this fast. Have you ever just sat down to pray, and about 2 seconds in, you start counting the ceiling tiles? You start going through your cleaning list? You start planning out your next 3 weeks? It takes discipline, church. I've been there. Keep your focus this week, and make sure that you're intentionally spending time with God, praying every day. Number four, fasting is about preparation. 3 times the devil came against Jesus, and all 3 times Jesus responded with the Word of God. Jesus was ready for the attack because He had been spending time in the Word. So when you pray this week, keep your Bibles open. Keep your phone closed and your Bible open. Amen. That's a plan for success right there. Hallelujah. Keep your Bible open when you pray. If you've never done this before, I don't recommend sitting down on the table and randomly opening your Bible, okay? I don't recommend flipping to some random verse and reading. It may work for you, but when I do that, I end up in Leviticus on the chapter about body fluids, okay? Be intentional. It might work for some people, but it doesn't work for me. When I pray, I like to use the Psalms. Many of the Psalms are actually prayers anyway. Do you know that? Psalm 103 is a great prayer. Psalm 103 is good, but Psalm 105 is great for the guys because it's a short prayer. We have a shorter attention span. What'd you say? I also like to use my favorite chapter in the whole Bible, Romans chapter 8. And 1 John is good too, but I encourage you to pray with your Bible open and let your praying line up with the Scriptures. Pray with an open Bible and an open heart and let God speak to you through His Word as you pray this week. And here's my last point. Purpose, pursuit, prayer, preparation. And number five, fasting is about power. Fasting is about power. It is not a religious ritual. It is about experiencing the power of God in your life. Matthew 17, it says this, when they come to the multitude, a man came to Jesus, kneeling down to Him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he's an epileptic, and epileptic, and suffers severely, for he often falls into the fire and often into the water. So I brought him to your disciples, but they couldn't do anything for him. Here's a man whose son was sick, and the disciples prayed, and nothing happened. Some sickness comes from natural sources, but others come from demonic spirits. Did you know that? Well, let me say this. You can't blame all your health problems on the devil. The devil didn't make me fat. That's on me. But there are some sicknesses that are spiritual in nature. When you read the Bible, you'll find that there were times when Jesus healed people, but there were other times when Jesus had to rebuke a spirit of infirmity before they could be healed. And this man's son needed to be delivered, and it was a need that the disciples could not meet, even though they were serving the Lord, even though they believed in Jesus, even though they had been anointed and sent out to heal the sick and cast out devils. They could do nothing for this man's son. Now look at verse 18. Jesus rebuked the demon, it came out of them, and the child was cured from that very hour. So immediately, Jesus fixed the problem. The disciples had done everything they needed to do, but Jesus steps in and supernatural power begins to flow. And the disciples came to Jesus privately, wouldn't you? They waited until everybody left. They came to Jesus privately and said, "Why could we not cast it out? Lord, we tried everything we know. We prayed just like you prayed, but nothing changed. Where do we go wrong?" So Jesus said to them, "Because of your unbelief, for surely I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting." If you have just a little bit of faith in God, you can move mountains. Never underestimate the power of faith, but Jesus says some things only go by prayer and fasting. And here's the whole point of my message this morning. Prayer and fasting releases supernatural power. Things happen when you fast and pray that won't happen by any other means. Fasting and prayer can break addictions off of your life and off of your loved ones. Sins that have gripped your life for years, that have bound you and tormented you with guilt and with fear, with sex, drugs, drinking, smoking, pornography, gossip. Fasting can break things off of your life that can't be broken any other way. And when you fast and pray, it releases supernatural power. In Matthew 4, we read how Jesus fasted and prayed for 40 days. And the Bible says in Luke 4:14 that when he came back from that prayer and fasting, he came back in the power of the Spirit. Get ready to experience the power of God in your life, in your home, in your family this week. Somebody's going to receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit this week. Prayer and fasting releases supernatural power. I think about Yoido Full Gospel Fellowship in Korea, in Seoul, South Korea. The largest church in the world. Many say it's the largest congregation in history. Dr. David Youngie Cho has gone to be with the Lord. But in their church, they don't do counseling. None whatsoever. When people come and they say, "We've got a problem, we've got an issue, we've got a struggle," you know what they tell them? "Go fast and pray for 3 days." Things break when we fast and pray. Supernatural power is released through fasting and prayer. Will you stand this morning as the worship team comes? I believe that God is getting somebody stirred up and ready for breakthrough this week. This is going to be a life-changing week. I don't want anybody to miss out.
Lord, we just thank you for today. And God, I just thank you for this year. Lord, I thank you for 2022 that is upon us. Lord, I thank you that this year is going to be a year like any other. That it's going to be a year of breakthrough, Father. Lord, I just thank you, Father, that as we begin to fast, Lord, that we see your power. Lord, I just thank you, Father, for your power from on high. Lord, may this week be like no ordinary week, Father. God, may we feel your presence and your power, Lord, like we've never felt it before, God. That as we consecrate ourselves to you, Father, and as we dig deeper into your word, and as we sacrifice things, God, to seek your face more than we've ever sought it before, God, may you take us to a deeper level with you, Father. God, may this week May we not leave the same as we're going into it, Lord. God, may old things be in the past and new things be going forward, Father. God, this week I thank you that you're going to break burdens. God, that you're going to remove addictions that have been holding people down for years and years and years, Father. God, that they're going to be completely set free of those bondages that have been holding them back. God, I thank you for addictions being broken off in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Father, for families being put back together. Where the enemy has tried to come in so hard and attack that family unit, God, I thank you this year for a family unit that is stronger than it's ever been before. God, may kids be seeking your face like never before this year. Husband and wives, Father, may people who have been praying for spouses, God, bring them good Christian mates into their life, Father, as they seek your face. God, I thank you, Father, for miracles and finances, God. Lord, I thank you, Father, Lord, for just doing something we've never seen before, Father. God, for healing our nation as we seek your face and pray for our nation this week. God, I thank you for touching our government, Lord. God, for moving in a mighty way in our nation, Father. May we get back to what is important, and that's you. May the church get back to what is important, and that is you, Father. And God, that as we put you first this week, Lord, that you show us things that we need to move out of our life, Father, and things that we need to have more of. And God, may we be obedient when you speak. May we surrender when you speak and say, go, Father. God, I thank you for moving mountains this week. For moving them out of the way. For closing doors that need to be closed. And for opening up doors that need to be opened, Father, as we seek you. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for breaking complacency off of our life. For breaking laziness. God, I thank you, Father, for a fresh wind and a fresh fire, Father. Lord, may it rain down from on high that as we seek your face, that you set our hearts on fire, that we have a passion burning so strong for you that it cannot be contained. And God, let it not be snuffed out. And God, I thank you, Father, for just a new relationship with you, be it renewed this week, Father. I thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. Be with us this week, Holy Spirit. Guide us. Give us strength, Father. And Lord, I just thank you, Father, that as we exit out of this week, that we'll never be the same. God, I don't want to be who I was when I walked in. I want to be a new person. I want to be renewed. I want a deeper relationship with you. And God, I thank you, Father, for 2022 being a deeper walk with you. And Lord, we thank you for it. And I bind every devouring spirit. I bind everything and every thought the enemy may try to put into our minds. I rebuke you. I rebuke every temptation. God, I thank you for freedom this week. We stand together in a congregation united. And we thank you, Father, for new things. I thank you for freedom. I thank you for people being delivered. And Lord, we praise you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's give God some praise.